Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third. The center fielder, Damon Buford. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting fifth. The DH, Butch Husky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Merlone. Batting eighth. The catcher, Scott Hatteberg. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ramon Martinez. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Derek May. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Calvin Pickering. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charles Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Hairston. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Ryan Miner. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doug Johns. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lewis hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Buford hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Valentin moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Stanley strikes out. 2 outs. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Husky hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Anderson hits a pop-up towards short. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Bordick trying to get to third. Lewis throws the ball into Valentin, who tags Bordick for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Merlone hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hairston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner juggles the ball. That's an error on Miner. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Sadler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 0, and the Orioles 0. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pickering strikes out. Two outs. Charles Johnson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryan Miner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miner hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Husky is 0 for 1 in the game. Husky hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first, with Johns covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merlone scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Merlone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Merlone is 0 for 1 in the game. Merlone hits a line drive into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatteberg hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Sadler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadler hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May is 0-for-1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Calvin Pickering batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pickering is 0-for-1 in the game. Pickering takes first base on ball 4. May moves to second. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Merlone fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. May moves to third. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first, with Martinez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Valentin moves to third. One out. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Husky is 0-for-2 in the game. Husky hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 0-for-2 in the game. Merlone hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatteberg hits a ball on the ground towards first. Pickering juggles the ball. That's an error on Pickering. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sadler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadler hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Minor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Minor is 0-for-1 in the game. Minor hits a pop-up towards short. Merlone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alberto Reyes now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hairston scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pedro Martinez now pitching. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Surhoff is hit by the pitch. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Derek May is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards first. Stanley catches it and steps on first to double up Surhoff. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Husky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Husky hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Merlone is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Merlone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Merlone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hairston settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. John Waston now pitching. Calvin Pickering is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Charles Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Hairston batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hairston is 0 for 2 in the game. Hairston hits a pop-up into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gabe Molina now pitching. Scott Hatteberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hatteberg is 0 for 3 in the game. Hatteberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Hatteberg reaches second base with a double. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sadler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Molina fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner juggles the ball. That's an error on Miner. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Hatteberg moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Damon Buford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 8-0, Red Sox. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Butch Husky is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Husky is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Husky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tim Wakefield now pitching. Gene Kinsale pinch hits for Ryan Miner. Gene Kinsale is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Kinsale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-3 in the game. Anderson strikes out. One out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a fly ball into center field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Surhoff hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Baltimore Orioles, 0. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.